does. And she stands up for everything she chose. Taking the kids, driving away. Turning up the life she made, siphoning away. And I've been with you for all these years. Tell me what I've got to show for all my tears. The times you hurt me, treated me wrong. Something you have to give to stop this thing going on.
To take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desroches, also known as Dr. Career. It's nice to have you with us today. If you've been listening the last several weeks, we've had several guests in the area of authors who've written books on how to negotiate your salary, authors who've written about how to actually go after what it is you want, pursue a career that you've always been passionate about. And we've also had the founder of an organization where he was offering positions for the working, rather the mother who just had their kids. And so if you've missed any of these shows, they're great. And certainly a lot of great content for you. So I encourage you to go to CITR.ca, our website, go to podcasts, and you can view all of these recent shows. I'm going to suggest you're even going to save them on your computer so that you can actually download them onto your iPod or your iPhone. So I'm excited for today's show in particular because I'm revealing something that's going to be a precursor to a workshop I'm giving on the 21st. For anyone who's interested in a workshop, I'm giving one in the city on the 21st of September from 5 to 6:30 at the UBC downtown campus, which is in other words known as Robson Square. All you have to do is Google Robson Square UBC and it's the Health and Career Center that you want to approach or call. I'll get you the phone number as where the show goes on, so you can call and register for this free workshop. I will be speaking about invent a job strategy. In today's market, you've got to do more than discover the hidden job. You've actually got to invent the job. It's actually more than possible. I've been doing it for months and months with individuals, and I want to pass it on to you. So for today's show, I want to share with you the insights I've gained in terms of inventing a job, share with you a couple success stories, and tell you the strategies. Now, I'm not going to tell it all to you because I want you to come to my workshop. It's free. It's just I want you there. I love interacting with you. Rarely do I get to work out in the community because I'm full-time at Sauder Business School. I'm teaching there full-time and coaching there full-time. I don't have the time to go out into the community and offer these kinds of workshops. So go and check it out. Another news I want to share with you, it's an opportunity for you to save some money. I've recently been published, and it's an opportunity for you to get the pre-published price. It's called 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Landing Your Dream Job. Just Google it, or rather go to Amazon, 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Landing Your Dream Job on Amazon.com, and you can get your copy now for $3.99. It's the ebook version. I don't know what the price is what's going to happen to the price once the official launch happens, but we had our pre-launch with the Home Shopping Network down in the United States, and 70,000 copies of the book were sold. That's 70,000. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, it means that there's obviously a value in the area of careers and the book that it can offer to you. So I encourage you to pick up a copy. I've put everything that I've ever shared on this radio show over the last 4 years into the book, and I hope that you'll benefit from it. And I'd love to hear your stories, and that's why I'm sharing that with you. Invent a job strategy. There's actually a process you must go about in order to attain or invent your own job. Let me start by sharing with you a story, a true story about a woman I was working with. She had always wanted to work for a company called Holt Renfrew. Well, for those of you who are not familiar with the company, they are a luxury goods retailer. And this particular student was in finance, and she wanted to work in the finance department. Well, she looked online and she discovered that never in the history of the company, at least in this market, had Holt Renfrew had an internship position in the area of finance. Well, she ended up contacting the director of finance in a very unique way, one that I'm going to share with you briefly today, that led the particular director of finance to want to meet with her, after which time she followed up, and eventually he ended up, it was about a month's time, inventing the first ever internship with Holt Renfrew. It was her dream job. And so I say, if you're not landing the work that you want, go after and invent it for yourself. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, this is a lot of work. Absolutely. So this message is particularly for the person out there who's tired of being unhappy in their work, and that would have to be one of my missions, and that is to reach out to you, the individual who's actually been in a position where you want more, or you're sick and tired of being where you're at, and all you need is some motivation and some practical strategies to get you moving past that approach. And I realize how challenging it can be to make the change you need to make. And I realize it's not easy. And I realize also that the pain of a job you hate is greater motivator than the hope of landing work you love. And so if you are in a position and you have what they call the golden handcuffs, where they're getting paid just enough to keep you where you are, there's nothing wrong with that because there's a lot of security in that, and security is a very important value to fulfill. But if you are wanting more than security, you're wanting expression, enthusiasm, self-fulfillment, higher levels on the hierarchy of human needs, then one of the ways to get there, one that I would recommend or can recommend, is to invent your own job. I was working with an individual, and he was interested in an area called social development, which is a company that has a social component to their business model, which can actually be seen as a profit center as opposed to a cost center, for example. Very simply, let's say an organization gives money away to charity. Now, they do it out of their own goodwill because they want to. And there's a lot of argument. You can make an argument to say that they are only giving money away to show that they're nice people or generous people and they give to charity. Recently, I was looking to purchase an Odwalla product. They make fruit drinks. And one of their products says 100% of profits go to, I think it's Tahiti or Haiti. And when I read that, I said, well, that looks pretty good. It looked I looked more favorably along around the company. So giving money away to charity can be a tax write-off as well, because as you donate, you get refund on your taxes for the amount you donate. But there's more, and it's a developing field. So I had an individual who came to me and who had always wanted to work for a company called Giant Bicycles. I don't know if you've ever seen the company or the brand Giant, as in a giant person. And he approached the director of marketing and wanting to pretty much work on a social project within the organization and prove that it can drive sales of bicycles. So getting involved in the community, it's an interesting development in business or in life in general. I find where it's this idea of bringing in a social component to making money. If you will say, now, if you're not into making money, that's okay too. Maybe raising awareness for a cause. That's another way of using social entrepreneurship. That's another way of saying it. Recently, I was in a local student area, and I noticed that there's this machine that dispenses water that's been filtered. Well, it's filtered water, but the whole campaign is if you use this filtered water, you're not going to need to use those bottles, which are going to fill the landfills. So that's an idea of social development where this company or this school organization is raising awareness for using filtered tap water by having this entire campaign around it's reducing landfills, the amount of bottles in landfills. So that's an interesting component to marketing an idea. So all this to say that this individual approached Giant with what I call an approach letter, and I'll talk a bit about it today. And he ended up having an interview with the gentleman, and not only did this person land a job that was invented, this entire department had not been invented. I mean, the approach I'm teaching you today is invent a job market, not invent a department market. But this guy invented a department. And he suddenly became interested or running the department. And very soon it'd be growing. And I know that it's been growing and hiring involved in that. And this is a for-profit company. Now you can do this in the nonprofit sector as well. So it works. And I'm going to share with you how to do it. And before I do that, I have to highlight or address the four stages of persuasion. Now, I'm all about being extremely genuine. I've learned in my life it's impossible to be effective unless you are in line with your values. And one of my values is to be very honest. So the word persuasion, I should say the four stages of honors persuasion, because if you see the word persuasive as a negative term, I'll make sure that you have to make sure that it fits your value set. So we're going to take a quick break here, but after the break, I'm going to talk to you and highlight the four stages of persuasion, then move on to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 steps to inventing your job. Don't go anywhere. While we're on break, I want you to ask yourself if you could approach any company you wanted in any country, in any industry, what would it be? I think that's an important thing for you to ask yourself, because as you do that, you're going to be in a position to really find out what it is you're looking for. And so remember, and always keep in mind, that that's an important component to what it is you're doing. And as we move forward here, I'd like you to highlight or make a note that it's critical that we do that. So don't go anywhere. Sun.
ATR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
And welcome back to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We are in and based out of Vancouver. Show's been in existence for about 4 years. However, stayed as fresh as yesterday, more importantly, today. I'm talking to you today as the developer of a concept called Invent a Job Market. You've heard the term of the hidden job market. Those are jobs that exist that are not advertised. And you can say, and there's many people who say that up to 80% of positions found are found in the hidden market, in that you found them out through a network contact or by cold calling a company. But there's a new way out there to find work. And the reason why I had no choice but to look into changing my approach is because two reasons. Companies, yeah, they're doing pretty good out in the market. It is still tight, but they're very afraid to spend money. And so we have to inspire them to want to hire us. And that's where the Invent a Job Market came in. But first, to inspire, we must understand the four stages of persuasion. Honest persuasion. Number one, you must help an employer understand what their problem is. When you're talking to an employer or somebody who could potentially hire you, ask them if they have any particular problems they're trying to address or what are the challenges they're facing in their business. Next, ask them to think about potential alternatives or things that could help them solve that problem. Number three, ask them what has maybe worked in the past. And then ask them, if they don't do anything about what their current problem is, what could they anticipate being the outcome? And as you share with as you walk the individual through this process, whether it is in a information meeting, in an interview, in a networking setting, you have the opportunity to help uncover a problem, have the other person, the employer, appreciate the severity of the problem, have them see that if they don't do anything, they're in major problem, and then ask them a very simple yes or no question, saying something like, well, I've addressed this kind of issue in the past. Would you be interested in seeing how I've done that? That's a very, very simple yes or no question. They say yes, and then you can move on. That is the foundation for the invent a job strategy. Now, there are four ways to go about doing this. Number one, conduct an information meeting with an employer. Number two, conduct an information with an industry association. Number three, conduct information with someone you know that works for a particular company. And number four, go to an event that is being held by one of the industry associations. And as you're talking to someone, ask them questions around the four stages of persuasion. As you develop intel, you then want to put that, after you've left the meeting, into an approach letter. An approach letter is identical to a job search letter. However, it's the invention of the job in the letter in which you're addressing. If you're just joining us, I'm sharing with you the Inventor Job Strategy. I'll be revealing it face-to-face in a workshop on the 21st of September of this month. It's a free workshop. It's being put on by UBC's downtown campus through Robson Square. Simply go online and check out UBC Robson Square, and you can find the Health and Career Services Division. They're putting on a series of workshops, and you can give them a call, and you can register for free. And I'm giving you a bit of a preview now to get you excited about going to this particular workshop. It's from 5 to 6:30. Once you've drafted this approach letter, you then want to attach to the letter a sample of your work. I call it do the work before you get hired. When I used to work for Fidelity Investments, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was doing invent a job strategy. When I applied to an internal job, I had, oh, by the way, on a side note, most people that apply to internal jobs put less effort in, and that's often why they might not get the opportunity. So put in as much effort for an internal posting as you do for an external. And I attached a sample of a project I had done that would be similar to the marketing research position that I was applying to. I had actually taken a marketing research course. With the approach letter and the sample work, you then send it in an envelope, which is white, 8.5 by 11, so you don't crinkle it up. And after you send it, 3 days later, you make a phone call. Now, what do you say in the letter? What do you say during your information meeting? What do you say to follow up with a phone call? These are the kinds of details I'm going to share with you at the workshop, so come and check it out. Once you've booked or given the phone call, you then call. You have a 40% chance of speaking with a decision maker. In fact, with the approach letter, it goes up to as high as 60, and you have a 40 to 60% chance of finding work, speaking to the decision maker. And once you've spoken to the decision maker, you have a 30% chance of booking a meeting with them. So it's between a 10 and a 30% success rate overall, to give you a bunch of numbers. So you might say 10 to 30%, that's useless. That's a lot of work. And I'm not guaranteed. Absolutely, you're not guaranteed. But I'd just like you to think about what the opportunity is for you. What's the upside? Well, if you've had it like I had it. When I was 27 years old, I'd had it. I had my surrender date, and I talk about that sometimes. The surrender date is the date in your life where you accept you no longer will do what you're not good at. You will focus on what you do well, the best that you do well. Well, it's shocking when you realize that the thing you do best is, for example, organize parties with friends. Well, that skill of organization and logistics must be transferred to the work environment, in my opinion. You might want to keep it as a friend thing, but if you're floundering in your career, why not transfer your external passions to your internal, your external passions to your internal, meaning career passions? And that's what I did. I spent 2 years looking for how to transfer my skill set into a career. And many times I had to apply an approach which meant, in many ways, personally, always applying to positions that already existed. However, as the position progressed, potentially inventing new parts of my job description. Let me ask you, how many of you are actually doing something in your job that is not on your job description? Well, whether you realize it or not, that's called inventing a job. However, let me ask you, is that what you've wanted? Is it been by design, or are you just being given more and more responsibilities? And here's something even worse. Are you getting paid more for doing more and more responsibilities that you don't even like? What I'm proposing is you can invent a new job, or you can invent your current job. Reinvent it. When you reinvent it, that often can lead to an increase in pay. So one of the things I'll say out there, if you currently are working, is to ask yourself, what are you doing differently than when you started? Has your job description changed? If so, analyze its implications in your work. And it is an opportunity for you to book a meeting with your employer, your boss, and say, I would like to meet with you to discuss compensation regarding the changing responsibilities in my position. Would you be open to that? If they say no, they won't hate you. Because by asking, you're not going to be hated. They may be a little saying, wow, this person has some guts to be doing this, but they won't dislike you. In fact, the odds are they'll have more respect for you. By asking professionally. Of course, not getting emotional about anything. That's crucial. So never forget that, the emotional component of looking for it. And that addresses one of the issues we talked about several weeks ago on how to get more money in your job. We talked about that, and just a quick review, the author had spoken clearly, and he said, do not focus on money. Focus on the job description. So, we're now inventing your own job. Let me give you a piece of homework. Whether you are working now or you are looking for work, let's draft your dream job posting. This is exactly what it is you're looking to do. Well, here's the problem. If you don't know what's in it, how are you going to find it? Well, you either don't think it's possible, but I'm going to challenge you to actually write it down. It may change, but right now, write down what you would like to be doing to earn a living. And it might not be much. It might be $10 an hour. But if you love it, you can build on it. You know, we've all heard of the story about the garbage man who made so many tips that he cracked the $100,000 mark. You've heard of the story about the woman who loved to fill in contest entry forms, who was making $120,000 a year filling out contest entry forms. That's it. When you're passionate about something, it's amazing how you could take it to the next level. Folks, that's it. I hope you attend my workshop. It's on the 21st of September. Go online, Google UBC, UBC Downtown Campus, Robson Square, the Health and Career Services. They're putting on four free workshops. One of them will be mine on called Invent a Job Market with Philippe Desroches. I hope to see you there. Come up and say hi and say that you'd heard me through CITR. So thank you for listening to CITR, also Career Fast Track, or www.citr.ca. And also don't forget, pick up a copy of 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Landing Your Dream Job. Up next, Sore Throats, Clapping Hands, hosted by Rabai, we say in French, or Robert. Enjoy his show. Back next week, same time. Here's the outro. Bye for now.